Workers who care for Delawareans with disabilities say their pay is so low they can't make ends meet. So advocates are calling for higher wages to stabilize the workforce. W855's Johnny Perez Gonzalez has more.
It's been a few years since Delaware last adjusted pay rates for direct support professionals. State lawmakers increased pay in 2018, but advocates say those numbers no longer reflect today's rising cost of living. Angela Hendricks has worked as a direct service professional for more than 2 years. She says her salary isn't enough to support her family with two children she now lives with in a motel.
I'm currently living in a motel that is the cheapest motel that I could find. So it's not in a very safe area. Me and my children, we have to share a room. Granted that, you know, there's two separate beds, but none of us can have any privacy or our own personal space right now.
Verna Hensley with Easter Seal Delaware and Maryland's Eastern Shore says providers like her group are struggling too, with turnover hovering around 30%.
Recruiting and retaining and, you know, working very hard to try to help support our direct support professionals. But it's very difficult when your reimbursements are not covering the full cost of the care.
A new state commissioned rate study is expected to be released this fall. Officials hope it will bring updated funding and help stabilize the direct support workforce. From the Delaware desk, Johnny Perez Gonzalez, WHYY News.